Thank you. I'll go ahead and call the meeting to order at 10:25 in the morning. We have a sign-up sheet here going around. If everybody would sign it so we have a record of who's in attendance. And first item of business, I'll turn over to Tom for devotions, please.
As we gather this morning, each of us come with our own thoughts and our ideas. Some may be of a common interest, some may be of our own specific interest. But all together, it gives us strength. All the different members make up a part. And so whether we agree or disagree with things, we get strength from that, and it makes us better in the long run. In Romans 14, 1 through 8, it says, "Welcome those who are weak in faith, but not for the purpose of quarreling over opinions. Some believe in eating anything, while the weak only eat vegetables. Those who eat must not despise those who abstain, and those who abstain must not pass judgment on those who eat, for God has welcomed them. Who are you to pass judgment on servants of another? It is before our own Lord that they stand or fall, and they will be upheld for the Lord. For the Lord is able to make them stand. Some judge only one day better than another, while others judge all days to be alike. But all be fully convinced in their own minds. Those who observe the day, observe it in honor of the Lord. Also those who eat, eat in honor of the Lord, since they give thanks to God, while those who abstain, abstain in honor of the Lord and give thanks to God. We do not live for ourselves, but we do not die for ourselves. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, when we live, or whether we die, we are the Lord's." So let us pray. Almighty God, you've called us to labor in your vineyard, and without you, we can do nothing. Grant your gracious presence at this meeting, that we do your will to build up your whole church. Let your Holy Spirit govern and direct us, that we may consult together peacefully, pleasing you with all that we say and do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first item of business is the approval of the agenda. Are there any additions, corrections, subtractions from the agenda?
Could we put on there just to discuss the endowment fund? Okay.
We'll add item number 4 under new business will be endowment fund. Any other items? If none, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
I make a motion.
Okay. Motion by Denise.
Second.
And seconded by Ann. Okay. Motion and second to approve the agenda as amended with the endowment fund under new business. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The motion carries. The next item of business is our approval of minutes. They are printed in here. We have the minutes of last January's congregational meeting, last March's congregational meeting, and last July's congregational meeting. And if we want to, we could probably go ahead and approve all three with one motion if there would be.
I move to approve the annual meeting minutes, the minutes from March 12th and July 30th special congregational meetings as submitted.
Okay. Moved by Leslie. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, seconded by Grant. Is there any discussion or any questions on the minutes? If none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Now we'll let Pastor Tom speak to the passage report.
Okay. It's written in here, most of the report. And I just get a little update that's not in here. I am registered for the final two classes of my academic career at Wartburg Theological Seminary. One of them starts in February and goes into May. And it's called Lutheran Confessions. And it's not like the confession of, bless me, Father, for I've sinned, my life's confession. That's not the kind of confession. It's what we confess as Lutherans. And so we're also going to use then the stuff from that class. We will be using it for the adult time after services to talk about what we actually believe as Lutherans. And so it should be quite interesting. if you want to get the Book of Concord, autistic, and it's blue, and it has all the things in it. So that's the first class, and then the class in June will be an intensive class where I actually have to go to Wartburg for 5 days and take one college course in the 5 days. It's called an intensive, and that's Lutheran ethics. And I should be done with that portion of this journey together. So, but I will be here, so don't. And so I just have any questions?
Yeah, I have a question. Are you learning anything?
You know, it's really hard to tell. But I keep passing the classes.
Well, that's good.
And if we had put me in the teen program earlier, then I wouldn't have had to take Greek. I did learn that I hate Greek. Any other questions?
Yeah, what's your grade point average?
They actually don't. You just take, it's either pass fail. So, no GPAs. Anything else? Anyway, thanks for being here. I'm glad to be here.
I think listening to Pastor Tom over the last several months, I think he's learned something.
I guess moving on, we'll move to the treasurer's report. There's quite a bit of financial information in the packet if you've had time to look over it at all. Is there any questions or comments on the finances? If you look at our actual 2017 expenses, our worship expenses were $3,700 last year, but that was because of our supply pastors were included under that worship. That's why we spent 212% of our budget last year under worship.
What page are you on?
This is on page 17, I guess. But that's the only one that's, if you see at 212%, it's kind of high, and our payroll taxes were kind of high because we didn't have a full-time minister, so our pastor salary line item went down, but a couple of the other line items went up, and that was the reason for those high numbers, 2 to 400 percentage of our budget. But and our continuing education went up a lot last year because that covered work. That's where our team program expenses were put into our last year's budget. So I think everything else is pretty much straightforward. Our special congregational meeting we had on March 30th to authorize borrowing funds from the accounts. The council did in January authorize repaying all those funds, so all the funds were restored to the January of 17 level. So any money we borrowed last year, we had enough offering last year, we were able to repay those funds, so we've repaid our loans to ourselves. So we wanted to do that to try to keep a more accurate picture of what we have in the checking account and what we have is in our special accounts. So, but that it is noted on here, but that wasn't done until after January 1st, so that some of the financials don't show that number quite accurately. As of the end of the year, we had a lot of money in the checking account, but that's since been paid back to our dedicated funds.
And Scott, if I may, we've reflected that transfer in the annual report, so it is in here.
Yeah.
If you look on page 16, in the middle of that page where we're showing the house sale proceeds summary of activity, the bottom line in that section, over the course of the year, we had used a total of $5,600 in funds that the council had approval from the congregation that we could use those funds if we needed to for general fund operating expenses. We used those, and then at the end of the year, given the fact that we had stabilized our financial position some, council approved to transfer those funds back to those accounts. So that's what you see. There's $1,000 back to this general fund column and $4,600 back into property improvements. So as a congregation, the council still has the authority to use those funds should we get in the same position again. But we put those funds back, so we're back to where we started last January.
Looks to me like you could have taken a lot more because you had a beginning balance of $446,000.
Indeed, yes.
Yeah, that number should have been 8,534. So, yeah, that's
sounds better.
The joys of spreadsheets. Sums. I don't know what number it's summing up, but it found some weird number to a whole spreadsheet or something. So, on that page 16, that one. Number nothing. What else? I think everything else is pretty much straightforward. One item to note: our expenses will still be reduced at least through the middle of year while Tom's in the team program, because we're not required to pay his health care or pension through the Senate like we would with a full-time minister. Where Tom's an employee, we pay him through his Social Security and Medicare. But when he does complete the team program and complete the internship, then when he becomes a full ordained minister, then we will be responsible for those costs. So our budget will go up, will increase again when that happens, and we're not sure. That a lot of that depends on Senate when they declare it's done and over, and that might be 6 months, a year. We're not positive yet. We're still working with Senate on that. So just note for future, even though we are saving money now, our expenses will go up in the future, but we can plan for that.
Yeah. Can we afford it when it comes to the end?
Yeah, I think the benefit is we'll only have to pay the health care for a couple years before he's on Medicare. We won't have to pay the full health insurance for perpetuity.
Let's look at it as
it's actually,
gives us time to grow and to give more. As a church and a community, it gives us time to grow and to give.
But as we're stating now, we're meeting our expenses and exceeding the income a little bit. So I think, if we grow a little bit, we will be able to meet that again. We had our receipts last year were virtually the same as the year before in 16 and 17. So it's real close. And I think, it's just a matter we'll have to. Part of the mission of the church is to make sure when that time comes, we will be have the finances available to do it. And,
Scott.
Yeah.
So just to clarify, we as a congregation will have to extend a call, right? When Tom's finished with that, will the health insurance? I guess my question is, will we be paying that before we extend the call?
No, it would, because we have extended the call through the team program, but when Tom finally finishes the program and Senate is okay with everything, and when they schedule his ordination, when he is ordained, then we as a congregation actually have to do a letter of call to him again, and at that point in time we will have to negotiate a contract, because our contract with Tom now is for a certain dollar amount for the team program, for the team expenses. And when we get to the point of calling him as an ordained pastor, we have to go back through we don't have to start from the scratch. We can call him without having to go through getting five or six names or whatever like we would with the normal process. But we will have to vote on it, and we will have to do somehow negotiate a contract between Pastor Tom and the congregation as far as what we're going to pay, how much we're going to pay, and all that has to be done at a later date. And that's just waiting on Senate.
Yeah, but to be clear, our commitment to Tom and Tom's commitment to us right now is only the team program. Yeah, so we've committed to support him while he's finishing the program. He's committed to serve our congregation during that time. When he's finished with that, then that's a new conversation and a new decision for everyone.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like it would be a good idea if we kept Pastor Tom real busy, so he couldn't finish the TV program.
Because right now we have only committed to the teen program, which is around a year internship, depending on how Senate they can make it. They can be longer or shorter, and that's kind of we've been working with Senate trying to find out what the exact internship timeline would be. If he was in the full team program, it would be a year or two internship, but it would have started a year ago. But since he already had majority of the classwork done before starting the team program, it's kind of a different situation, and the Senate's new with this team program, so we're it's a learning process for all of us together, and we're hopefully
we're an experiment.
We'll yeah. Unfortunately, we are the guinea pigs in the team program. We're the second or third in the Senate that has done this, but they've done a lot in other Senates, so we'll know more long before we ever have to make that decision, and we'll know 6 months in advance, probably, or at least several months before we have to make a decision as far as moving on to the next step, because they'll have to schedule an ordination ceremony and all that stuff will have to be done first, and then we'll have to worry about trying to move on from there, what we're going to have to pay if we want to keep him here. As long as we keep him happy. So.
I would move to accept the chair.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. Moved by Julie, seconded by Mary. Is there any other discussion? If none?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'd just like to say I appreciate the emails that you send out on a monthly basis. I really appreciate
yes.
that.
I do too.
It's encouraging.
I don't appreciate the email. I don't have a computer. I would like to have a letter if it's all possible.
Yes.
We can get you a printed copy. We'll note that in the minutes.
You got a smartphone?
Okay. All in favor of accepting the treasurer's report, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay. Motion carries. The next item is the questions and comments on any other report in the annual report. There's quite a few. There's council report, statistical, and some other reports. If anybody has any questions or comments on any of the other, okay.
Okay, so the CCC list has been updated. That's what the new insert is. If you don't have the new insert that's like flying around, there's extra ones on the front pew. And so that means that on page
19.
Page 8. Our voting numbers is not 56, it's 63.
Okay.
That's the only correction. Thank you.
Okay.
On page 8.
Page 8, statistical report at the bottom of that first table, voting members, CCC.
Is 60.
It should be 63.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That's it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry about the mistake. That was me. We all make them.
Yeah. Yeah, and part of that, some of the numbers there have gone down a little bit, but the council's going to work on that this year to try to get a handle on the membership and our numbers so we can back up those numbers and know exactly how many people are active and try to keep track of our baptized members and confirmed members that are actually still active within the congregation. So. If there's no other questions or comments on the other report, is there a motion to approve the report as presented in the annual report?
So moved.
Okay. Moved by Carl.
I'll second.
Seconded by Jim. There's no other discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. We had no old business. Moving on to the new business, we need two members to replace Mary and Denise. Denise has offered to run again for the position, but Mary does not wish to run again. So we need to open up for nominations. If there's another individual in the church that would be willing to serve on council, or if there's somebody who can, anybody is interested, we can nominate someone. We have run the 5-member council. We prefer to have 6 if possible. I don't know if anybody wants to.
How about Rob?
I think we can, yeah. If there's no other.
I'd like to nominate Colleen Payne.
I decline now.
Okay. And if we do, I guess, only vote on one, we could, yeah. We could give the, I guess then it would revert to the council to fill the expired position, and they would be reasonable as possible, but take care of it. I concur that the vacancy, if we could proceed that way, if we wanted to vote on renewing Denise's term on council for another 3 years and allow council to fill the 6th seat, if that would be amenable to the congregation.
That I think it's in the Constitution that we can do that.
Yeah. Can you just sign up for like 1 year?
No.
It's normally a 3-year term. We
can resign after 1 year?
Yeah. Yeah, we have had people, not fulfill the full term, but we.
Yeah, that's fine.
We could do so.
I nominate Gary. You guys can do 1 year. Will you accept?
Okay.
Yeah. Fine.
I move we unanimously elect Denise and Mary.
I'll second it.
Okay.
I'll
second. It's been moved to second to unanimously elect the two candidates for council. Is there any discussion? If none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Welcome to our news. Welcome to our new
And who was the second?
Denise. Oh.
Who seconded that motion?
Seconded John, Pastor John, and
your mother.
Yeah, okay, I guess the next item on new business is Senate Convention Delegates. It is, it's in May, I believe, in Westminster, Colorado. I thought I put the date there, but I guess I didn't. So, if there's anybody interested in that, we normally prefer to elect them at the annual meeting, but it could be done at a later time, too. But if there's anybody that hasn't gone that would be interested in going.
And this year, the annual convention will be, or the annual assembly will also be electing the bishop. So that can be exciting. Well, Bishop Gonya has agreed to have his name placed in nomination for another term. So just, but that would be, might be some fireworks.
I think middle of. I looked it up to find where it was. Forgot to put when. Yeah, they're normally, I believe, they're in the early May.
It's May 3rd to the 5th.
May 3rd to May 5th.
I'm going.
It is in the budget. We will, the congregation will help pay for you to go there, so it doesn't have to, you don't have to pay your own way, so if that helps anybody with it. And everybody that has gone has been, there's always positive reviews when they get back from the years at ARC, or winter in Arizona, winter in South, that might go. I don't think that's the other option, too, that we could address at a later date if nobody is dying to go right now. So
I just need to check a few things out. I might be interested in going.
Okay.
Other things I have to worry about first.
Well, okay. If someone thinks they may have some interest, we do have some information on the whole thing, so you can look at it and kind of get an idea.
Okay. Well, if we don't have anybody that wants to commit today, can we get congregational approval to have the council appoint our congregation, our convention delegates at a later date? Would someone make that motion?
I'll so move.
Okay. And a second? Second by Bill Payne. Okay. So all in favor of allowing the council to appoint the Senate Convention delegates, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Next item is our budget, which we looked at the page 17, 18, or somewhere back there. 17, I guess. Is our, the first column is the actual 2017 expenses, the next is the 2017 budget and percent of our budget spent, and our proposed 2018 budget. And the final column is the change of how much we increased the budgeted amount from 17 to 18. And the only real big amounts we increased was the fellowship. We increased from 150 last year to 250 this year, or 2,500 this year, for the fact that we wanted to have some funds in the budget to pay for expenses related to our 100th anniversary. We wanted to get some of the old videotapes, audio tapes, some of those recorded to digital, some of the documents updated, and we wanted to have money just so we had some of that to prepare for next year. We don't know. We wanted to send letters out to former members and stuff. We wanted to have a little money in the budget just to be able to do that. We figured the $2,500 would be enough to do that, just to have make it a little better, more comprehensive year of investigation and digging into our history and archives to make the 100th as special as we can. Moving on down, our pastor's salary went decreased because of the team program. The continuing education increased quite a bit, also because of the team expenses. And our administration salary and payroll taxes have increased because of the way we're having to pay for Social Security, Medicare, for Pastor Tom right now. And because of that, also our retirement has decreased. So it's pretty much straightforward. Is there any questions, comments, concerns about the proposed 2018 budget?
Scott, I just have a couple of comments. Go ahead.
I just have a couple of questions because I'm not familiar. So does the pastor get a vehicle allowance? Is that for their use, for their private vehicle?
Yeah, it's just intended to be a stipend to help cover their mileage and wear and tear on their personal vehicle.
And by doing that, paying a monthly $300 fee, then we don't have to pay the IRS mileage rate for every time he goes somewhere. We just pay the monthly fee to cover all of his expenses for where. But if he does go to Iowa or for the team program, then we do pay for that, his travel expenses when he has to go back to the Wartburg Seminary for the program. That's under the team expenses itself.
Can I ask one other question? In music, are the bells covered under the music?
That's probably what the expense was.
Was bells
and the bells
yeah,
for music.
Bells, and there is a special
line item
dedicated fund for the bells as well.
Is that?
We have
that
and that line item on the dedicated fund, that's direct contributions that have made towards the bells program. We've kept it segregated and used for the bells. So, okay, and then I guess Leslie, if you have
I just want to take a step back and just talk a little more generally about our budget. It has been a pretty tumultuous last couple of years here, and we've had numbers all over the place, and I just think it would help to look at things. If you look at our history over the last few years, our giving, pretty much no matter what goes on, and we've been all over the place, stays around $86,000 to $87,000 annually, and we've been able to maintain that over time. One of the things I want to draw people's attention to is the budget that we proposed for 2018. It is indicating that we're going to end the year with a small deficit, and I just want people to be aware of what expenses we have in here. Scott mentioned we have anticipated we're going to spend some extra money on the 100th anniversary. That's going to be a one-time, one-off expense this year. And then we have reflected in the budget having Pastor Tom here under the current arrangement with team for the whole year. We don't actually know how long that arrangement will be in place. But the numbers that are in here reflect paying his salary, housing expense, and vehicle allowance, and those things as it stands in the program. And then paying the actual class expenses that he has. So based on what we've anticipated for the year, if things stay the same for the 12 months and we do the 100th anniversary expenses, and our giving stays where it was this last year, we're going to be about $4,000 short for the year. And we can make that up, and we'll see how things go during the year. We have some cash reserves built back up, so we can cover that deficit if we need to. But I think it's something we have to continue to be mindful about. We talked a few minutes ago, there was a question raised about whether or not we can afford a full-time pastor. And I disagree with the consensus that yes, we can, because right now, historically, when we've hired a full-time pastor with a benefit package and the things that they need to make that commitment to us, our annual expenses have bumped up to about $100,000 a year or a little above that. And historically, we aren't giving at that level as a group.
Amen.
So as we think about how we go forward and talking about our plans, we have to be mindful of the fact that we either have to come to an agreement that fits with what we're able to do, or we have to be creative in how we find a solution to go forward to have a pastor here that can commit to us at a level that we can sustain. Because I think we've proven to ourselves that we really have trouble sustaining the level of giving that we need to have a full-time pastor in the past. So I don't think that's an easy answer, and just something we have to contemplate. But for this next 12 months, I just want everybody to understand what we envisioned for the year and what that we think that will look like financially. Any questions for?
So we talked about pastor and salary there, and I hear what you're saying, that a full-time pastor, we're really going to have to think hard on that one. And I think Cherry does a nice job as our secretary. I'm just wondering, I didn't get a raise this year, but is there anything in there for a raise for Cherry, and was there last year?
There was not. From 2016 to 2017, and the council was able to approve a small adjustment in Sherry's wages for this year. That's reflected in the budget.
And we did that in January's meeting. We made it retroactive to the beginning of January this year. So
it's not reflective of her value, but it is at least a step in the right direction, because
And I just want to remind people, this is a working, flexible budget. It can go either way. It's a guiding document to help guide us throughout the year. And as we grow and can give a little bit more, I think we'll be fine. I just think we need to look at, put our priorities in God. We have to remember if God knows what he's doing here in our church, and we need to trust in him. If we can give more, if we have 63 members, if 63 members gave $3 more or $4 more each time they came to church, we'd make budget. So, I mean, we need to look at it that way. Maybe our giving needs to change. If our giving stayed the same the whole time and our expenses go up, are we really doing the right things as Christians to our God? I mean, in our church. So I think that we have to take a good look upon ourselves. If you can't do it, then you can't. But if you can afford that extra few dollars, we can make budget.
Thank you, Leslie.
Are there any other questions, comments, concerns? If not, is there a motion to approve the budget as presented?
I move that we approve the budget.
Okay, moved by Jan. Second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Denise. Been properly moved and seconded to approve the proposed 2018 budget for St. Luke's Evangelical Lutheran Church of Buffalo. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. The last item on the agenda was the added item was the endowment fund, which is if you in here somewhere. And it's it was started
on page 18.
Yeah, the page after the budget, which is our started, I believe, in 04 or 05, about 15 years ago, somewhere. And it is the way the endowment fund reads in our bylaws, the money is just kept and compounded until I believe we reach a balance of $25,000 in that endowment fund. Then we can start paying out on and making awards from that, from the interest only. So the principal always stays in the fund. And it's set up as more of a long-term solution to our funding problems. So we have if we can build that corpus of the in the endowment fund, then we'll be able to eventually have some way where we can have some income off that to put back into operations or anything and everything. But we can only spend the interest on that when you get to that point. But I guess one of the items brought up for the discussion was to try to see if we can find any slightly better investments. I know a lot of it is in CDs and stuff. We're not making much interest. We're making probably less than our rate of.
Who's on the endowment committee?
I think it's just me right now, but I don't remember.
Yeah, there was whoever was on last year. I don't think we replaced. And yeah,
Jessica went off last year.
Went off, and Gary I think was on, and he's off, and he's left the congregation. So
I'd like to suggest that we have a committee look into that. I'm sure with that amount of money, we could make more than $20 interest a year by investing this in a different fund. And I'd like to have somebody look into that. Because it's actually that's money we don't use or don't need, although it would be accessible if we were in dire straits. But I would like to see somebody look into that.
And
I think that's the purpose of the committee,
and also
is to look at.
But we probably need a couple more on that committee,
right.
So we need to add two more members to that.
And there's also a possibility of adding a little bit of that Nielsen's dedicated funds to that amount, because I'm not sure we. Doesn't look to me like we spend that much out of that in a year. We could just well get some investment out of it.
And the benefit of the endowment fund is those monies, the the money is not, we never spend the base amount, we only spend the interest, so we can look at longer term investments, more than a 6 month CD, look more long term and try to find better rate of return. If we can get several percent, anything, any little bit helps. And
every bank has different specials, just because I work in the bank and I know. So you might want to just even call the banks. I know we have an 18-month special CD going right now with a higher interest rate. So you might want to call around.
Yeah.
And if you have that money, you can go in and talk to the banks, and they might be able to give you something better than your bank. Just food for thought.
Well, and if we really want to look at higher return, we need to make a commitment to invest those funds. And a few years ago, when that was brought up by members of an endowment committee, that was not a risk that, at the time, the congregational body was willing to take on. So it's something we should always keep thinking about, and you know, maybe endowment committee can come back to the congregation with a new proposal to see what that would look like. Because it is, we have to have a different risk tolerance. If we're going to invest those funds, we have to go into that knowing that at any time we could, because of market adjustments, we could have less in that fund than we started with, at least on a one-day picture. So that's the trade-off. That's what we need to consider. But,
so we need more people on the committee, is what I'm hearing?
And I noticed that Leslie's term is already expired, so she's
hers
not
is actually was yeah, supposed to expire in December of last year. So we actually need 2 to 3 people that would be willing to serve on an endowment fund committee to work on this, to help try to get a direction. And I think if we do any major change, we'll probably have to bring back a vote of the congregation to vote to invest the funds. We'll just have to have a special meeting, but if we can have somebody look into it, and then hopefully within a few months get a proposal of how we can increase our rate of return at least higher than the rate of inflation would help. So is there anybody in the congregation in the meeting today that would be willing to serve on the endowment fund committee that would have interest in this? Okay, Carl Mattson is one. Would you be willing to serve again, Leslie? Or?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a third person? And Pastor John Orwick? So. Is okay. I guess, could we go ahead? Is there anybody else interested? If not, could we get a motion to approve those three people as members of the endowment fund committee for 2018, with the idea that those three people can determine the length of term, who gets the 1 year, who gets 2 year, who gets a 3 year term, or whatever. They can fight over the length of terms, and then we'll try to go back to our rotating schedule after this. So, yes.
I so moved.
Okay, moved by Jan. There's second.
Second
by Mona.
And I think, Leslie, you get a special thank you for figuring all this budget stuff out all the time.
Get our financial picture in shape. So it's been okay. If we move in second to appoint those three people to the endowment fund committee, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, and I guess that's the last item on the agenda, so I'll turn it back over to Pastor Tom.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this gathering. We thank you for those that shared their thoughts and visions for this church and have inspired us in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We live this meeting. We ask the Holy Spirit to be with us, to direct us, to be a blessing to others. In the words of St. Francis of Assisi, Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seeks to be consoled as to console, or to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Moved by Carol. Second. Properly moved and second to adjourn. 2018 annual meeting. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Somebody, it was a resolution. We all cooperate with each other. And so.